for us, you know, our story started about 12 years ago. Martin and I were married, and we had dated in high school and some in college. And within the first 2 years of our marriage, though, Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And it was a tough, you know, it's always tough news to find out something like that. But especially for us, because we were newlyweds, and his symptoms had started probably about 9 months after we'd gotten married. So even though we were glad to hear what was wrong with him, it took them about a year to diagnose him. It was glad to hear, we were finally glad to get a diagnosis, but hearing brain tumor, that's something we had never imagined. And, right. And it's been a long road, I guess the past almost 10 years now of, you know, Martin has, he spent initially about 3 months in the hospital. It was kind of touch and go for a little bit of it, and then was discharged to heal, yet, you know, he didn't ever experience complete healing like we have prayed for. And we totally believe that God can do that. He just hasn't done it yet.
Right.
And the path that he's led us on has been more of a gradual healing and a lot of, I would say, maybe emotional healing, rather than the physical healing that we've been praying for. We've been trying to learn, you know, how do we have joy in the midst of hard circumstances? And right. I'm sure there's, you know, hundreds of people listening now that can relate exactly to that. You know, how do you continue to walk out this faith that you've always held to your whole life in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of brokenness? And I wish I could say that I have all the answers to that, because I don't. Right. I wish I did. But I'm learning that in order to call myself a person of faith, I have to actually have faith in the midst of chaos. I have to actually continue to believe and trust God's promises, even when I don't understand his ways. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're clinging to God more than we ever imagined. We are clinging to his word each day, believing his promises for us, you know, because he promises that he has a good and perfect plan for our life.
Right.
And we really have seen, you know, so many blessings, even in the midst of the tragedies that we've walked through. And we're just trusting that God, that he does work all those things together for good, and that he makes something beautiful out of this mess.
That's so nice that we can rest in him. You know, a lot of times our human idea is to rest in our circumstances. When
yes.
circumstances are perfect, we're at peace.
Yes.
Because things are right with the world, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we know that we can find our rest in him, even when the circumstances say, you ought to be just pulling your hair out right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, and I think I always believed, you know, in my mind that Jesus was enough, but somehow in my heart, I'd lived believing Jesus plus blank will be enough to satisfy me.
Yeah.
And God loves to, you know, to shine that spotlight on your soul and ask you that hard question, am I really enough? Do I believe, do I personally believe that I can find joy in the person of Jesus, even if my circumstances never change?
Yeah.
And
that's good.
That's a question I'm asking myself every day. And God is so gracious. You know, He sees that I'm, you know, in process. He sees each of us. And sure. I think about Philippians that talks about, you know, he who began to create a good work in us, he's going to be faithful to complete it. He knows that we're going to have days of doubting. And so I'm always just saying, God, would you give me the faith to believe your promises in the midst of my brokenness today?